You're listening to The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always, and I mean always, the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. Bottom of the hour, your chance to win Arkells tickets. They're coming to Scotiabank Saddle Dome Saturday, November 2nd. You can beat the box office right here on The Big Show. Brent Cron's going to help us give away some tickets, too.
Great.
Because Brent Cron is not done talking about these Calgary Flames. He's not.
It's He's me. Not. Oh, you know what I had?
Can you explain like why we're playing those clips? Like,
well, because
it's me.
Because it's me. Perfect timing. I had to do a read for
a promo.
A promo.
They call that in the biz. A promo.
A promo.
Yep.
And it was just off the cuff, thrown in front of me, no prep, and I'm supposed to read it, and like, here, just read this. And so I put my headphones on and I get into my all business mode. And I turned into a robot, George. Yep. I turned into a robot. And then you guys, after that was done, you're like, maybe you should just stop and go upstairs. So I had to go upstairs in a private, quiet room and think about it for a little while.
Yep.
And then it sounded great after that. But you know when you know you're doing something wrong and you're trapped inside your head and you just can't change it?
Right.
It was an out-of-body experience. Like I know what I'm doing, but I can't change it. And then they told me to smile when I talk, and it turned it all around. Because I'm smiling now. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that was pretty good what we had.
You may as well use that now, right? I mean, yeah. That might get more traction. I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames.
Oh, when there's Flames news, that's going to be the drop in the morning report.
No.
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. Oh, Flames did this.
Yeah. It's good. It's radio gold, as we say in business.
Matty also, he prefers the high. It's Brent Cron.
It's me.
Hey, it's me. Yeah. Brent Cron.
It's me.
It's
hi,
me.
GVP.
Hello, it's me. Brent Cron.
It's me.
Brent Cron on The Big Show. So
doesn't
bad.
It just make your skin crawl?
It did at the start. Now it's actually
now
kind of funny.
You're leaning into it? Yeah.
Because I'll spend an hour with George and Matt to get some thoughts off my chest.
It's just strung together really quickly.
Oh,
play that
man.
Back.
Yeah. I'll spend an hour with George and Matt to get some thoughts off my chest.
So quick.
Maybe breathe.
Thoughts off my chest.
Thoughts on my chest.
You know what? I could hold my breath for a long time. I was running out of oxygen. I had to get it out.
Yeah. It was good.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Boom, nailed it. I'm out. Thanks for having
me on.
Nothing
to see here, yeah. Guys.
Yep. I'm glad we have that.
So am I,
I'm glad
actually.
We have it.
Yeah.
It's good.
It'll never go away.
No.
I'll spend an hour with George and Matt to get some thoughts off my chest. Is there a comma in there anywhere? Perhaps a period that we could...
Just one run-on sentence.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Does that word have like 400
you sound
syllables?
You like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Just reading.
Yeah. I am Ron Burgundy.
Can't put a question on the question mark on the prompter.
When you do one of your incredible charitable endeavors, do you read better than that to the kids?
Yeah. I actually really do. I interact with them, and I do make mistakes, but they're usually a little too young to pick up on them. So I'm like,
do you do voices?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If the story calls for it?
If the story calls for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's exceptionally whimsical?
Or if you have to whisper, like if there's a, and Bob whispered.
And Bob whispered to the crowd.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Like, but when you introduce yourself, you're like, hi, it's me, Brent Cron.
Yeah, I know.
I'm here to get something off my chest.
You know what? When somebody wants to talk about the Flames, I say, I'm not done talking about those Calgary Flames. I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. It's me.
It's me.
It is I, Brent Cron on The Big Show.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Enough.
There's got to be more we can do than just for 15
for an hour.
More minutes. Come on.
I got lots to do. I want to talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I do too.
I want to talk about the Bobrovsky save. But first,
man.
I don't know if you saw this. It was floating around social media yesterday. There is a there's a gentleman who is adamant that that you don't scan the chickens he buys from Costco, that he doesn't want the LED light on the chickens.
Okay.
So this incredible human being wears a T-shirt with the barcode on his chest. so the chickens he eats doesn't get the LED light. So the people at Costco scan his shirt instead of the chickens he buys. You want to hear the clip?
I'd love to.
All right.
You know who I am. I don't want any trouble. I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
5 yeah. times, buddy.
Yeah. So
I got 5 chickens.
So he doesn't. So I don't like. I don't understand. He doesn't want the LED light on his chickens, but yet he's okay with it hitting his chest directly. That I don't understand.
Well, it's the same people that thought 5G was giving COVID. You know.
Yeah.
Well, that's like. Does he have the barcode?
Or the same people who thought it came from a wet market?
You can't prove it. Dude.
Anyway. But so this is the text topic today. What's the weirdest thing you've seen at Costco? 960-960, name and location for the Urkel's tickets. Because Costco's a scene on the weekend.
I hate it. I don't go.
You gotta go Tuesday
it's
at 11.
A scene.
Yeah. People running into you with the oversized carts, stopping chats in the middle of the hallway when it's jammed.
Children lineups. Without owners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without owners.
The worst.
Without any owners. It's without their handlers. Parents. Whatever.
Oh, man.
Either one. Little rats running around getting in the way.
Do you need a pallet of mayonnaise? You probably don't. But do you just see people just buying stuff for just. You know,
like yeah. I have no use for Costco. No, I have no use to go there.
As a single male, no, probably not.
Yeah,
no.
I'm going to buy a kayak, an electric fireplace, and a pallet of mayonnaise
and like a casket.
Else, and what else do you need? Right? Yeah. It's like it's a one stop shop. Oh, and I need some toilet, some TP,
and 5 chickens. And don't you dare scan it.
Don't you scan it?
Does he have the barcode over his heart too, just to make sure? That
no, it's right is gigantic. Right it is middle. Like huge. Over his chest, about
the only
a foot
thing,
big.
Like I was saying off air, it messes with the quantity of the chickens in the stock. So when they scan it, they're like, why are there 5 chickens and we don't have 5 chickens, right? The inventory gets messed up with
inventory
all his shirt.
Yeah, losing his marbles.
960-960, name and location. What's the weirdest thing you've seen at Costco? Story time. And if we pick your story, and we'll take some phone calls. And if we pick your story and you call us and we'll do some phone calls, you'll win our Kells tickets.
I love it.
And you get to be a part of it.
There's nothing weird that I've seen because I don't go very much. I just see rage in people. Yeah. Just sheer rage.
But
and you know what?
I'm sure there's some of our listeners who've experienced some weird stuff.
And people that wait in line forever for gasoline.
Last summer I was
oh, yeah, 144.5 at Costco right yeah, now. Actually.
Okay, great. Last summer I was there and we were getting ready for a camping trip and I saw a gentleman. No shoes in the store. That is just a cement floor. Just a flat cement floor. Lots of carts in there. No shoes.
Doesn't matter.
Felt like a place for shoes.
And those are sturdy carts, too.
They're big.
They're yep. They're made of iron.
It feels like right? You're driving like a semi-truck compared
cast
to,
iron. Yeah.
You know, yep. The ones at Safeway that are yep. Nice and small. They've got yep. The two baskets. You can just zip them around corners and maneuver through the produce aisle. These are not. These are wide loads. These are like barges.
We
get these things stuck in the Suez.
In honor of the guy who does not want LED light on his chickens, and he wears a T-shirt at Costco with the barcode on it. Play that clip one more time, GVP.
You know who I am. I don't want any trouble. I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
5 times.
5 times, buddy.
Is his name Randy?
What,
probably.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen? At Costco, 960-960, name and location. And please be truthful. Don't try to make stuff up. Don't like say, like, I saw a woman drop a deuce right in front of me at Costco. Like, let's be truthful about these, and we'll mix in some phone calls. And if we pick your story and you make us chuckle, you bring us some joy, you'll win our Kells tickets. It's that simple.
I have a question.
Yes.
When someone opens the interaction with, I don't want any trouble, what do you expect the next thing to be?
Exactly.
Or I expect it to be trouble.
Or with all due respect, I would like to be disrespectful. Or if I'm being honest, I would like to lie.
If I'm
No, but if you say with all due respect, then it's free reign. You can say whatever you want to the person.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I said, with all due respect, you piece of, right?
With all due respect.
With all due respect. No, look, that doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
It sure, sure as heck does.
No, it's not.
It's in the Geneva Convention. So,
sure as heck does.
Yeah,
I love that. It's so good.
Stanley Cup playoffs last night.
Yeah.
The save Sergei Bobrovsky made. Now, I've been ranting about this all morning.
Yeah.
Because what I saw on social media last night. Because I saw Matty Rose's text.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, Bob. And then I went and searched out the save
yeah.
for goalie Bob. And then I saw immediately on social media, it's the best save of all time.
It's unbelievable.
And then I said right away, if that's not the best save you've ever seen, delete your account. Yeah. Never watch hockey again because you're canceled if you don't agree that that's the best save you've ever seen in your entire life. Your life is done. It's over. Canceled. Fired your job. Divorced from your wife. Estranged from your kids. Greatest save you've ever seen in your life last night from Sergei Bobrovsky. And there's no question because you can't dispute that.
We've had a very logical morning.
Yeah. He looked like a spider monkey. Super save, Sergei. He was unbelievable.
And what I brought up to Matty Rose is I saw the highlight film of some of the saves Kipper was making in his career. I'm like, some of those are better than what I saw from Bob last night.
Yeah.
But it was incredible, yeah. It was just a desperation move.
Well, and he was all turned around, too. He was facing the boards, and it just he had an idea where the puck was, but I'm just going to get something back here. And that never happens, but it hit him in the elbow and stayed out, and you're like, what a great save. Phenomenal. He meant to do that.
Because I threw it in the group chat, and you asked, is it a good save or a bad save from Bob? And I just said, chaos, Bob.
Yeah. I said, good Bob or bad Bob?
Yeah, and it because was good we Bob. Can see both.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, is it good? Because that's a relatively routine bounce off the end boards that you should kind of have a little bit more of a handle on. But he made the stop.
And I didn't see the play leading up to it. I just saw the save itself.
Yeah.
So I don't know what transpired beforehand, but they don't care how you make them.
Especially in the playoffs?
Especially in the playoffs, as long as you make them. Connor Hellebuck.
Hey, now. We saw the numbers that he has in his last five postseason games.
Yeah. What happened behind the net on the winner?
Because he doesn't play the puck very well.
Indecision, too?
Well, for sure. You know, every time you say indecision, I think of, should I stay or should I go? Right?
Should I stay or should
Anyway, indecision's killing me. Anyway, that's the lyric of the song.
We also play Soul Decision.
which is not indecision, yes.
Should he sign or should he go
that's
now?
What I mean.
That one?
That one. But
that was excellent.
Thanks. That was, by the way.
I've been thinking about a new one recently, actually.
Good.
if they win the lottery, boy, do I got something locked and loaded.
But no, that's just a play where he's not a very confident puck handler. You see him. He's got to keep it simple. He's not making plays. He's not Markstrom back there. But he held on to that one too long, way too long. And then it cost him. And then he was scrambling. And it was a pivotable. it was a pivotal goal. Darn it.
There's another one we got for the old opera.
Don't you hate when that happens? Yeah. As soon as that's it. Shoot. Yeah. There goes the show.
You know what? I am just going to start talking like this the whole time. But no, it was a bad
I'm not
time.
Done talking about these Flames.
But it was a bad timing. Very I'm not done timing. Talking about these Calgary Flames. And the Jets were in command of that game, too. They were doing well for the first half. And
calm as a cucumber. What if I would have told you heading into this series, we talked last week, and I go, hey, the Avs are going to score 11 goals in two games on the Winnipeg Jets. You would have said what?
No. Would have been close. Maybe, no. I mean, not at all, right? I mean, I thought Hellebuck was, you know, and keep in mind, though, too, regardless of the score, you kind of figured it was going to be a tie coming out of there anyway of the series, right? Like, it's just the way the series is going to go. We can talk about individual games here. But the series is 1-1, right? So that's the awesome part about playoffs, which I absolutely love, is you can get blown out, you can play like crap, you can be a non-factor, and you can let in 6 or 8 or whatever.
Man, it sounds like you're describing the LA Kings.
You know? But the next night you come back and you're only down 1-0. Like, you know, yeah, stats are cool, great, but wins are more important, right? So, you know, now they go back to Colorado and pressure's on Winnipeg.
Stats are good in the playoffs to win the Conn Smythe, but it's really hard to win the Conn Smythe if, you know, you don't win the darn thing.
Pretty much, right? Yeah. If you don't get there, right, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Last year, Jonathan Marchessault won it, and everyone was like, we don't really know who to pick.
Yeah.
Because no one on this team is near the top of the stat sheet, but he was the right guy.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, it was a tough one for the Jets last night, for sure. And then Vancouver, Demko getting injured again. Oh. There's been no obvious like communication as to what's wrong. He's just injured again, and it's lower body, and we'll figure it out type thing. I thought Casey DeSmith, Nashville gets a goal in the first shot too. It was a gross tip, just slides into the net, first shot, and you're like, oh, I thought DeSmith played well, too.
Well, the fans were also chanting Casey DeSmith, like, go Casey, and then he lets in a goal right away.
Let's go Casey.
That's a lot of pressure. you know what I mean? Like,
is it, though? Like, what are the expectations? No, because it's all about Demko. It's like, okay, now you're our guy. Like, please go make some saves. Like, I don't think they're expecting the world out of him.
But you can't also say, oh, Demko's done. There's our playoff run. Like, what a great year we had. Ho-hum. See you next year.
We had this conversation, and you're the goalie expert here. You're the goalie guru. You're the goalie whisperer on this show, on the Big Show, because you're the Big Show Flames analyst, Mr. Brent Cron. What about Svilas?
No.
What?
Are you going to say put him in? Give him a chance?
I'm just saying, how long is the leash on Casey DeSmith?
It's long.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been their guy for the...
He's been really good all season long, too.
Yeah, he's been a good backup, yeah.
Really good. And last night, too, Vancouver wasn't sharp. Like, that giveaway by Pettersson and the third goal there, like, dude. You know, he just kind of softly lays it across the blue line. And I thought DeSmith did a bang-up job, though. He did. And there is he's going to put pressure on himself regardless because he doesn't want to be the reason to. Everybody's thinking, well, it's Demko. You know, if we don't have Demko, we're not going to win. That doesn't take the pressure off of you. And then it'd be nice almost playing on the road, too. Road's always more fun because when the fans start yelling at you, it's like, ah, whatever, shut up. It's fun. You know, when you're at home, they're cheering for you. They want you to do well, and you don't want your home fans to start getting on you or whatever, right? And that's not going to happen with him because of the position that he's in. But still, it's almost easier. It's easier playing on the road, I always found, for myself anyway.
The Predators essentially did what the Islanders tried to do against the Hurricanes the night before, except it worked.
Yeah, I know. And Saros was really good. Like he was lights out. That once Nashville got the first goal, I think 2 or 3 minutes later, there was a wide open net. I can't remember who had the puck in the corner there, and he just came sliding across with his pad, and it could have been 1-1 right off the bat, and that negates the early goal. I thought Saros
Suter,
Pius
Suter off the end board there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he made Saros made another really good save with under 5 minutes left off the faceoff, and just big time goaltending series is split now, and now Vancouver's we don't have Demko. You know, I don't think the players, you can't use that as an excuse, but, you know, Demko is such a presence back there too. Like, he's a big body. He battles hard. He's got a presence, right? He's very calming. Whereas DeSmith is a smaller guy. He's a bit more chaotic. He hops and jumps around, and, you know, those are little things that shouldn't matter, but sometimes they do.
Zadorov on the back then.
Yeah, I saw that. Zadorov. I was just pumped to say it this morning. You know, when he scored, he sniped it from the blue line, a couple inches off.
Coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, that might have been too many men.
And then they were celebrating. I can't remember who it was, but he tried to wrap his arms around him like, yay. But his hands were like 9 feet apart because his body's just so huge.
It's a big boy.
It's a monster. Yeah.
What did you think of the performance of Jake Oettinger in game one against the Golden Knights?
I didn't like it. Not what, you know, it's he had an up and down season this year too, right? He wasn't fantastic. I always forget, but the backup there, is it Wedgwood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's been okay too, right? But for them to get past the Knights, which nobody wants to play in the first round because they can lock it down.
With Logan Thompson in there.
Logan Thompson tried to give that one away.
Yep. did his best.
He did his best. It didn't work. With 6 minutes to go, but like the way Dallas is built too, they're 4 lines, 6D. They play airtight hockey. They need their goaltender to be the same. And Oettinger was just chasing. He chased the game. He was out of position quite a bit, I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
He was spinning out. He was overplaying. A bunch of nerves and energy too. You got to learn to harness that. I think he'll be better tonight. I do. But even last year's playoff against Vegas, he wasn't very good, right? I wouldn't say he cost him, but he was out-dueled for sure, and he can't get out-dueled again because Dallas only needs him for 3 or 4 big saves. That's what they need. He can't give up crap, and he was not sharp game one.
I know when people think of Jake Oettinger, they just have PTSD of what he did to the Calgary Flames in that first-round series a couple seasons ago, but as a whole in this playoff since then,
he's been
a little inconsistent.
Well, and nobody knew who he was. It's fun when you come in and you steal the show and it's like, where'd this guy come from? Or how do you pronounce his last name? And they call him the Otter and what's happening, right? Now it's like, he's a really good goalie. And this is the book on Jake Oettinger. And this is what you need to do. And then you have to evolve as a goaltender as well. And and I think he's a tremendous goalie. I really do. But, you know, his first playoff, losing in seven games to Calgary, he was the only reason why that was even a series.
Mm-hmm.
To last season, being not very good in the playoffs. To game one of this year, not being good again. You'd like to see him bounce back tonight, play strong. And if they get good goaltending out of him, net minding, as you like to say, Dallas will be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, like Matty had a take yesterday, the winner of this series, potentially the representative in the Western Conference for the Stanley Cup.
Absolutely. Well, I picked Dallas. I think Dallas will go all the way. But that is resting squarely on if Ottinger can just be consistent. He can't have those. Because last season, too, in the playoffs, he'd play some really good games, and then he'd just have some stinkers. The inconsistency in his playoff performance last season was obvious, right?
And you're getting Winnipeg or Colorado in the next round.
Yeah.
Like, buckle up.
Exactly.
You got to be on your toes.
Yes.
Because we saw you sleep, and listen, Connor Hellebuck's been real good all year long, but a couple of mistakes against that Avalanche team, and it's real hard to climb out of that hole, especially in the third period when Bednar's like, screw it, we're going to five, and he's going to throw in a Nichushkin, Rantanen, McKinnon, Taves, and Makar all on the ice at the same time. They're going to play at least half the third period. Like, how do you do anything when those five are on the ice other than just try and hold on for dear life?
And Georgiev wasn't a liability last night.
Mm.
Gave him the game puck. They thought he was the best player on their team.
Well, of course they're going to give it to him. They got to pump him up, right? Yeah. We know that's not the case, but you got to. but he wasn't a liability, and that's the thing. Like when Colorado won the Stanley Cup, Kemper and Francouz were not liabilities. They were steady Eddie. They let in good goals. Didn't give up crap. And, you know, Georgiev had a tough game one. Game two, he was solid. I mean, the Jets get off to that lead right off the bat, too. And I'm like, oh, here we go again, right? Georgiev's on his butt. He's losing his net. There's traffic in front. He's scrambling, goes in, boom. And I'm like, ah, oh, 5 minutes into the first period, it's down 1-0. I'm like, ooh, this is going to might end poorly for old.
Where's Arvid Holm?
Yeah.
He's their backup, yeah. Just so you know.
And
no, yesterday was Prosetov.
Prospektov.
That's
Prospekov.
Close. That's not
Prosetov.
I think you got further away the second time.
What happened to Anunin?
He's sick. Still.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever that guy is.
Eustace Anunin.
Yeah. He played against the Flames this year. Thought he was great.
He is good.
He was really good with the Eagles down the stretch as well.
He's a good young bully.
That's the voice of our Big Show Flames analyst, Mr. Brent Cron, in studio right now. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, 960 The Fan. We're giving away our Kells tickets at the bottom of the hour, based on our man who doesn't want his chicken scanned with the LED light. What's the weirdest thing you've seen at Costco? 960 name and location. They're flying in right now. We'll also open up the phone lines. We'll take some phone calls, but I wanted to ask you. So according to the rotation, it's Jeremy Swayman tonight for the Bruins?
Yes.
What Boston's done, though, it's gave themselves this stupid question they have to answer before every game now. If Jeremy Swayman has a bad game tonight at the Scotiabank Arena, it's like, well, you got to go to Hallmark in game four.
Like, we talked about this 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes.
The question was, do you want to have questions if you are a head coach heading into game one? And they have created questions when they did not need to.
They didn't need to do this. They did it to themselves. If they end up losing this series because of all this goaltending crap.
Quit placating to Linus Hallmark.
They have. I agree. They've created this during the season. Sure. We can watch them hug after games and everything is fantastic.
Who cares?
Right? Swayman was tremendous in game one. The Leafs didn't win because Allmark was bad. I thought he was all right. He played
Allmark
solid.
Did his job.
He did his job. But now you're creating something that's not there. Is there a goalie controversy? Yeah, now that who are you starting?
Your players get happening? Asked about it. It's not just like, your coach. All the players get asked about
Swayman
it.
Swayman and Allmark can't feel good about this.
Guys, please. They do hug after the game.
The other thing, too, is like,
Bush League.
If you are on that team, you know which one you trust more.
For sure you do. Absolutely you do.
Even in a system like this, every one of those players who is going to be in front of that netminder knows which goalie they prefer, and I would almost bet it's the younger guy who played a lot better for you this season.
Agreed. And then when he came into Game 7 last year against Florida, it was too late, right? I mean, if Swayman plays poorly the first two games, then maybe you go to Allmark. You know what I mean? Or the first three, whatever.
How is it not a meritocracy in the postseason?
Like, it just drives me insane. And you got
to. We were waiting for the first team to try and do this.
Yeah.
We were waiting. Who's going to be the first team that's going to alternate goaltenders in the postseason? It's so, here, it seems like.
So now let's take this one step further. Swayman wins tonight. Mm-hmm. Does Allmark go back in for game four?
No, yes,
That's what they've been doing all year.
I know.
You don't play Allmark again.
Ever.
Unless Swayman's hurt.
They're
or
going
he's
back
terrible.
To Allmark in game four.
If they do it, I'm out of here. I'm
telling
here.
You.
I'm out of here.
That's yeah, just telling you, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Done in five. Yeah, I agree. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The most preposterous decision we have seen throughout the first round of the playoffs so far.
Can I ask you a very tough question?
NHL and NBA.
Yes, please.
Who's going to have a better game tonight? Samsonov or Cam Talbot?
Oh, boy. Samsonov.
Okay.
No. Let me stop. I think Samsonov is going to play very poorly in his first playoff game at home in Toronto tonight. I forgot it's in Toronto.
They'll kill him.
I think Talbot
crowd will kill him.
I think Talbot will be better tonight. Not translating to wins for the Kings, but
and
Talbot
also
will be better.
Better than his last performance is even nothing.
Like, I'm so interested to watch the first, 5 minutes of that Bruins-Leafs game just to see how, Samsonov's taking this thing. If Bruins just start rolling like they have been.
If the Leafs didn't have to play at home, they'd have been in the Stanley Cup final how many times by now?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Or at a neutral site somewhere.
Neutral site. On the road, probably even better.
Go play in Kansas City.
They kind of did play in a neutral site and then gagged it away a 3-1 lead to the half.
Hey, that's fair.
They can come play in Calgary where they could bring all their fans here, too.
Totally.
Right?
They'd fill the building.
It'd be great.
Love that. My favorite game of the year.
Does that Kings-Oilers series go past 5 games?
No. No, it doesn't. I don't think it does.
How does a guy have
5 assists
in a playoff?
LA just got bullied, man. LA used to be the bully in a lot of these
games. LA's
got to
stay out of the box, first of all, right? You're not going to, seriously, you're going to give these guys a chance? That's probably the first thing they say. Hey, how about we just not get into the penalty box today, guys? What do you think? Number one.
What do we think?
What do we think about that, right? And then how about we drag them into the fight, too, potentially? Oh, but they're really fast skaters. That might be tough, too, because McDavid's not going to bite on any of that stuff. They have secondary scoring. You know, they scored 4 on Skinner. You know, a
couple
one.
Garbage time late ones,
yeah,
but, like, you
whatever.
Got 4 in there.
You got 4. You got something to build off of there. But at the end of the day, stay out of the box.
There's a handful of things you need to go right to beat the Oilers. You can't take penalties.
Nope.
If you're going to get power plays, you have to make sure you score on them. You have to expose their bottom six. And you have to be extremely physical on their blue line. And you got to get a couple saves along the way.
And you can hope to contain Connor Brown.
If you are so lucky.
Number six.
You just hope to contain
and number six, if you can stop Connor Brown, then you might get the win. And listen, you don't have to do all 5, but if you can get a couple of those things done, you're going to give yourself a chance. And how many did they do? 0.
Mm. How gross was Dreisaitl's
sixth game Pierre-Luc Dubois?
Oh yeah,
that was just disgusting, and that camera angle too was like it was embarrassing.
Rockstar zone.
Yeah, they should have like blacked out Talbot's eyes so you couldn't see who it was. You know, it was like so
like
embarrassing.
Witness protection.
yeah. But just a fuzzy face over his helmet. It's like, oh, who was that? No, I don't know.
Blur him for his protection. For protecting the identity of the minor here.
Before we get to the break and give away some Markel's tickets, wanted to ask you. The series that I've been completely enthralled with that I can't put down is the Canes and Islanders.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you. Yeah.
Literally the best ending to any of the playoff games
we've
seen
but it was
so
good.
Far.
Yeah,
but by all means.
That's great. No,
well, Freddie Anderson wasn't good in game 2.
Can keep running it.
Yeah.
Freddie Anderson wasn't Freddie Anderson.
It was fine. He only faced 12 shots.
But down 3-0 early.
In game 3?
Yeah. Sorokin's going.
How surprised are you that he hasn't played yet?
I'm not overly surprised.
Varlamov got them into this thing.
You know, and he's got the hot hand. And why
Varley,
not Varley,
as they call him?
Easy V.
It's the easiest decision that anyone will have to make on a goalie, I think, tonight.
You know,
Patrick Waugh going to...
Easier than the Bruins going back to Swayman?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
It'd be hard to be a goalie coach in the island when Patrick Waugh is your head coach. Yeah, yeah, okay. You're right. It's like, no, point, actually, you don't know what you're doing.
Who is
I got
the goalie
this
coach for the Islanders?
I'll find out.
She got fired before the playoffs. I was like, yeah,
probably.
I'll take this over, too.
Like, I got you.
Mitch Korn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Unless it's Francois.
You know Mitch Korn.
Yeah. Well, I don't know him, but I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, he was Capitals goalie coach, Predators, and Sabres for about 9 years. He was Hasek's goalie coach.
Oh, well, hey, Dominic, go be all weird and make every save possible. I got you. Good job, Dom.
But I, you know, I got a dear friend of mine. He's a giant Islanders fan, and it's
really,
it's how it came to be. He grew up
Kevin
in Alberta.
Connolly,
four straight, right?
Yeah, but yeah. No, but I think he's even too young for that.
Okay,
but it was actually it was fun to send a text with 3-0. You know, I'm watching that lead just dwindle away. You know,
with no shots on net, it's
nothing,
just under siege,
and then
just
the puck gets dumped in, gets bumped off the puck. Varlamov's looking in the wrong direction. Wrap around 4-3.
There's our best defenseman, Noah Dobson, getting bullied by Jordan Martinuk. And there's the game winner. And pack your stuff. But before we pack our stuff, let's try and beat somebody up on the way out. Sick.
Let's smack
we're
him
gonna
in the
lose,
leg
I'm gonna
for
take somebody
it
with me. Yeah.
Does your buddy have a Zygmunt Palfy tattoo somewhere on his body?
No.
Was he a Fisherman fan? The Fisherman jersey. I love those.
Those were unbelievable.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah. Especially when Wendell Clark was wearing it.
Randomly,
that looked really good.
Yeah, it looked.
Trevor
Linden looked
as an Islander.
Yeah, Kirk Muller. Kirk Muller as an Islander.
Kirk Muller.
Yeah. Vladimir Malikov.
Random
Islanders all
day. Dan O'Chara.
Yeah.
Todd Bertuzzi.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know if he actually played with the
Alexi
Islanders.
Yashin. Are they still paying him? By the way,
hey, Ricky DiPietro.
You're still paying your boy, though.
Ricky DiPietro.
Ricky DiPietro.
It's time to give away some tickets after the break.
Love it.
Arkells, before you can buy them, they go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., Scotiabank Saddle Dome, Saturday, November 2nd. But we're giving you a chance to win them for free right now on The Big Show. That's us. 960-960, name and location. In honor of our guy who's like, do not scan my five chickens with the LED light. Play the clip, JVP, GVP, JVP.
You know who I am. I don't want any trouble. I got five chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
Calls so LED shirt like it stains you if it gets on you or
so
something.
He's wearing a t-shirt with a barcode on it that they scan his chest, which is, I guess, fine to shoot it directly into his chest, but not on his chickens, because don't do that.
The LED light on a scanner can't hurt your eyes anyways.
Yeah, I know. It's not like it's not like a laser.
It's not a level 5 laser.
It's not like a laser like at a South American soccer game.
Oh, yeah.
960-960, name and location. What's the weirdest thing you've seen at Costco? And as always on this show, if you call in, you got a better chance of winning. 403-240-4444.
Like some of these texts, if you would just call in your text, you'd probably win.
Yeah, 403-240-4444. And you know who's going to be bestowed with the honor of picking today's winner?
Do tell.
Hi, I'm Brent Cron, who's not done talking about the Flames.
Remember Brent Cron?
It's terrible stuff.
Oh, I thought we were going to get a clip.
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames.
There it is.
Arkells tickets next, Big Show, and Lock of the Day. Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's me, Brent Cron, on The Big Show.
It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. Before we say goodbye for today, we'll do our Lock of the Day, courtesy of our good friends at Meadow Supermarkets Calgary. And tomorrow, don't forget, mark it on your calendar. Tell all your friends
and
family.
You got one on your
phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell your friends and family, even text your enemies. Maybe write something with like a letter, and you cut out magazines and you paste it all together in a creepy letter.
Ransom note.
Tell them, send a carrier pigeon.
It's dark.
Tell them that head coach of the Calgary Flames, tell your pets, Ryan Huska is coming in tomorrow, 8 o'clock in studio. Ryan Huska, the head coach of the Calgary Flames. Boom! And you know what else? Tomorrow's a blockbuster show. So we have Ryan Huska coming in studio, 8 o'clock, head coach of your Calgary Flames. 7 o'clock, Mr. Charles freaking Davis from the NFL draft in Detroit.
Yes.
Whoa! What a show tomorrow.
Bring those bad boys back and let's go.
Yeah.
I bet Ryan Huska is not done talking about the Calgary Flames.
I don't think he is either.
I think it's in his job description. I don't think he is either.
That's I'm not done talking about these County Flames.
I really hope he's not, frankly.
I hope he's
a little early. Like, draft is relatively soon.
I'd love for him to say, sorry, guys, I'm done talking about hockey. Whatever.
I'm just watching baseball right now, guys.
I could totally pivot and then talk about something else for the next hour. Yeah. I'm in my Bundesliga phase, boys.
Yeah, from the Serie A.
He's like, do you think Leverkusen's actually going to lose a match this season? I'd be like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough in the semifinals of the Europa League, though.
It's going to be tough.
All right. 960, 960, name and location. Based on our man, I don't even know this guy's name.
I don't know. His name's not given.
It doesn't even matter. This dude went into Costco. He's wearing a white T-shirt that's got a barcode.
He feels like the type of guy who'd be really mad if his name was out there.
Yeah. He refuses to have his chicken scanned at the old scanner with the LED light. Yeah, and he doesn't want any trouble. Play the clip one more time, GVP.
I don't want any trouble. I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy.
Five times, buddy.
So you know who I am.
Based on that clip and this guy being a weirdo at Costco, what's the weirdest thing you've seen at Costco? 960, 960, name and location. This is for our Kells tickets. And we also would love for you to call in 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. Can we get Mr. Brent Kahn a piece of paper and a pen so he can write down which are his favorite text messages? Are you actually going to pay attention to the names this time?
I do all the time. I just can't read my writing.
Okay, well, that is true.
That was the problem.
That
last
is
time.
True. Yeah,
that's my problem, too.
It's Tom. No, it says Robert. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
And like usually the rule on this show, if you call in, you got a better chance to win.
It's true.
Yep. Texty McTexerson is also our Sportsnet 960 The Fan text reading robot, and he joins us with some of your Costco stories.
Bryce in Calgary. I once saw Kron with 5 tubs of mayonnaise and a barcode for them on his shirt. Hashtag Costco.
Hashtag Costco.
Good start.
That was from Bryce.
That's not Nickelback Bryce, I hope.
Is it the same Bryce?
It's got to be.
Well, it's after 30 days. I think he can win, so.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Now, do you think Nickelback Bryce actually has a Costco membership?
It's been revoked.
It's been revoked. Yeah. They took it away. Annulled. The picture didn't look like him.
Yeah, definitely fake.
This is not you.
This is not you.
You've been denied.
Dave.
Yeah. 403-240-4444.
403-240-4444. What the frick? How does this have anything to do with sports? Ridiculous. Are you new to the show? 960-960. Name and location.
What does it have to do with sports?
Yeah. We just literally talked about sports for the last 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I got NFL draft talk coming up at 9:05. You want to see
Jordan DeGianni?
Jordan DeGianni. Let's go.
You know what we say to those listeners? We recommend you grab the podcast, Apple, Google, Spotify.
Yeah, listen what you want.
Or
rate
Amazon.
Review. Well, maybe not. You can
listen whenever you want. The first hour, jammed full of sports.
Yeah. Just listen to my Bobrovsky rants.
Slam it.
Because it better be the greatest save you've ever seen, or else you're canceled, bro. One more text,
bro.
Fraser in Calgary. Saw someone in Costco sampling raw salmon right from the big package in the middle of the store.
That's don't do that. Gross. Don't do that.
Well, now, was it the candied raw sandwich? You can eat that raw. You don't have to. But it's not good.
But I don't think.
But it's still not. You shouldn't eat it in the store.
Sampling.
Was that person a bear?
Was it a bear?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a bear?
It was a big old grizzle walking into Costco. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's a valid question.
A person eating raw salmon in Costco, except it was a bear.
It was an
bear. I was in the mountains and the bear was in the rain.
And the bear's like, this is really easy.
It wasn't a Costco. He was just actually
eating the salmon. Guys, come in here. This is way easier than the river.
He flashed his card. They let him in.
Yeah.
Jerry the Bear is going for a meal.
Yogi.
See you guys in a bit.
Better. 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. The weirdest thing you've seen at Costco. Let's get to the phone lines. It's Brent Cron's favorite.
Yes,
let's get to Rob on the old blower. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say, first of all, Croner's killing it on the show.
That's I disagree.
Gratuitous of me to throw that out there when he's picking the winner. But anyway.
You know what you're doing.
Rob Pander.
This Costco story's got a bit of a sports bent to it.
Okay.
A bunch of buddies of mine go to Palm Springs every December for a golf tournament. We go to Costco to load up with food for the trip. And we're all standing at the till in Costco in Palm Springs. And I look over the next till and Freddie Couples is standing there with some blonde, I don't know. I don't want to say bimbo, but anyway.
But you did. You so did. Good.
Okay. Yeah,
excellent.
There, it's out there. So Freddie's standing there and I look, I didn't say anything to him, but I look at the at our cashier and I said, Fred Couples shops at Costco. And she looks at me and she says, sir, everyone shops at Costco.
Yeah.
Everyone shops.
Yeah. And she flexed.
Yeah.
She had me there. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hang on the line, Rob. Hang on the line.
Then he got tasered and pulled out of there.
Yeah.
He was buying like 8 dozen Kirkland golf balls. Yeah. And he's like, wait, these don't hit the same way as Pro V1s?
Everyone shops at Costco. And then she kicked me in the chest and I fell into a pit. Like,
yeah.
That's like a flex of a statement.
Beautiful swing by Freddie Couples.
Yep. That's same his wife that he called a bimbo.
Oh. Okay. I like how you immediately Google search that. We don't need to.
Freddie Couples. Never mind. You know what? We'll just go with it.
960-960, name and location. Keep those calls coming in. 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. I got to say, Rob right now is probably the clubhouse leader.
He is.
But I don't want to influence you in any way, especially because he really was pumping your tires.
He was.
Which is a smart move, to be honest.
I'm easy, actually. Very easy, right?
Okay. Let's get to Don. Don, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you guys?
What are you up to today, Don?
We're working about 50 feet in the air, putting unit heaters up.
Oh,
wow.
What?
Unit? Okay.
I'm in a construction site in a warehouse, so I'm 50 feet up in the air on a lift.
Are you just by yourself?
Yeah, just by myself up here.
Hey, can I ask you an honest question, Don? How many times do you sneak in a little cat nap up there?
You can't.
That feels terrifying and dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
One time I rolled out of a bunk bed when I was camping, and I was totally asleep. So you got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You don't want to do that up here.
Don, can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Was that Sergei Bobrovsky save last night the greatest save you've ever seen?
It is, but like Croner said earlier, like when you're out of position and you make that happen, it shouldn't happen in the first place.
Don even referencing something before in our show.
That's twice they've pandered to you today. Wow.
Insight. That's what you guys bring me on here for. It's insight.
Damn right.
Don,
Don, what's the weirdest thing you've seen at Costco?
Well, I wouldn't say weirdest. It's how it brings the craziest out of people. It was Christmas time, getting out of my car. This other guy was backing out. A young guy was walking by and, like, tapped his trunk. And this 50-year-old guy came out, and he was ready to fisticuff. He was putting the tinfoil on the knuckles. And I'm like, I yell at the guys. There's kids all around. He has his fist in the air. I'm like, guys, it's Christmas. Stop it. And they looked at me. And they kind of looked at each other, and they just nodded at each other and walked away. I'm like, oh, thank God.
All right, Don. I like that story. Hang on the line.
So true. It doesn't take much.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
403-240-4444. 403-240-4444.
I would like the story more if they had jumped him after that.
What?
If he was like, hey, it's Christmas, they just beat the tar out of him.
Now, let me ask you guys this question. Do you guys do what I do in the holidays when you're at the mall in the car? And when you see somebody walking, you drive behind them slowly like you're the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, to try and get a parking spot?
That's...
Yeah, and you like you stalk them. You're like, oh, yeah,
and then when they stop,
parking spot.
You stop driving, and then when they start walking, you continue to drive?
Or what a letdown it is when they're just dropping off bags, and then they get out of the car. You're like, God!
I know.
I thought you were going to drive away, and you already have your blinker on.
You and your weak arms. Couldn't carry it around all day.
You know what?
Two trips?
You know, there was one time, because I was killing time. While we were all shopping, my wife loves Christmas, so she does the boatload of all that stuff. I would just walk into the parking lot, and I would just walk around the parking lot, and just there'd be people waiting for me to go into my vehicle, but I wasn't close to my vehicle. I was just walking around, and the people are like, hey, Where are you parked? I'm like, on the other side of the
I was about to say, were you one of those people who stands in the parking spot?
No.
Then you just deserve to get run down.
I would run you over.
You deserve to get run down.
Let's get to Mike. Mike on the phone line. Mike, good morning. How are you? Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Mike, Bobrovsky safe. Greatest of all time or no?
Greatest comebacker of all time, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Give us a Costco story, Mike.
I got a Costco story for you. I used to live in Richmond, B.C., easily the craziest Costco you could ever go to. And the parking lot is insane. So you go into that parking lot, there's cars coming either way. Somebody's got their pull-out lights coming, and, you know, there's cars in either direction that want that spot. So I'm in a lineup going one way. There's a line coming the other way. There's a guy pulling out backwards, and everybody wants that spot. And he pulls himself out, and somebody comes from the line over and pulls straight through from the other line of cars forward, gets out of his car and walks away. And, like, five guys get out of their car at once and start yelling at him, and he was just gone.
You know what? I hate that guy, but I also respect that guy.
Oh, man.
I laughed so hard. All I could do was laugh. I just thought, that's the greatest punk you could ever pull.
Did he make eye contact with anybody, or did he just look at the pavement and run into the store as fast as possible?
Oh, no, he just waved him off and headed into the store.
Thanks, fellas. I'm out of here.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thanks for holding the spot for me.
All right, Mike, hang on the line. Kid. Thanks.
All right.
We got some good calls today.
Oh, man.
Wow. How many good texts do you have left? Because we're already running super late here now.
We got like six.
We got good ones?
I didn't pick these. Patrick did.
I'm right
under the bus.
Listen, are you throwing Patrick under the bus?
I'm not. I'm sure they're great.
I'm sure they're fine. Patty's losing it over. I can see the smoke come out of the top of his head.
Listen, you should be sympathetic to Patrick. He has a sore neck today.
We've got Moo Moo. We got half-eaten jar of pickles, snowsuit, jeans. There's some good ones.
None of that answers the question if they're good.
Okay, let's go. Let's do three of them rapid fire style for Brent Cron.
Rob from Calgary. Dude is in the back corner of the store dropping his pants to try on some of the Costco jeans. Gotta make sure they fit cause Costco doesn't take back anything.
Okay.
Jason in Brooks. At a Costco in Lethbridge, I saw a very large woman in a muumuu riding the extra wide electric cart with a basket full of vegetables.
That's a good start.
Tony from Lakeview. An Oilers fan in a hat and jersey, returning a half-eaten jar of pickles.
In an Oilers jersey. I like how you had to preface that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
He's also wearing sweatpants with dress shoes.
There it is. Yeah, my guy. Yeah. Right there.
Thank you. Yes.
This guy gets it.
I've learned. Yes, yes. Yes. I know. Yeah.
World's largest industrial park.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. All right. Two more.
Paul from Seton. Buddy is checking out with just three items in his cart. The Book of Mormon. A brick of aged. Sharp cheddar cheese. And canoe paddle. Like, what is this guy's plans for the day?
I know.
That's a good thing. Yeah,
big
good.
Block of cheese
yeah.
and a canoe paddle.
Book of Mormon.
And Book of Mormon.
Yeah. I don't know what he's going to do with that oar.
It's going to be a fun afternoon. Yeah. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
All right. One more text?
Yeah, one or two you want to do?
Yeah, let's do one more.
David in Okotoks. Wildest thing I've seen at Costco. People returning used Christmas lights and decorations after Christmas.
That is wild.
Nuts.
It is crazy.
That text wasn't good.
We can skate past it. Which one, like, which text was your favorite?
Oh, you know, the mayo, the first one by Bryce, with Brent Cron buying 8 pallets.
Can we hear
of mayo?
That one again,
did that
gentlemen?
Happen?
No. No.
Can we hear that? Let's hear
Bryce
that one again.
Calgary. Yeah. Bryce in Calgary. I once saw Cron with 5 tubs of mayonnaise and a barcode for them on his shirt. Hashtag Costco.
Clever.
Okay. It's clever. So you like that text.
The text, yep.
Okay. What do you like on the phone line? You have Rob, who saw Freddy Couples. You got Mike with his crazy totally parking lot story.
Unbelievable.
To me, it's the two finalists are Rob and Mike. And if you're asking me to choose.
But Don's was pretty good, too.
Don, where's Don's?
On the phone line.
Oh.
He was the second caller.
Just trying to read his writing again. Hold on.
He was the guy high up.
Hold on. None of this is legible.
He
we'll
the
get
guy
there.
Who was high up, and I asked him if he
fell asleep. Oh, yes. That was good, too. Yes, I didn't even write that one down.
Okay. Right. Don?
Sorry, Don.
Okay,
my
so
fault.
Out of the three callers, Rob, Don, and Mike, you have to eliminate two of them. Who's left?
The only one left is Mike.
Okay. Thanks to Rob and Don, but Mike. Mike. Let's put Mike on the line. Mike, you're a finalist to win the tickets. It's between you and Bryce in Calgary on the text line.
Yes.
I have to ask you a very important question. And the answer to this question will determine whether or not you're the winner for Mr. Brent Cron today. Was that Sergei Bobrovsky save last night the greatest save you've ever seen?
Sorry, Kirk McLean saves the greatest save I've ever seen. Sorry.
Boom! That's a terrible mistake on your part.
Hang on the line, Mike.
You should have lied!
Mike deserves to lose his job and get canceled. after that statement. Mike or Bryce, where are we going?
Mike.
Let's put Mike back on the line. Mike, this is a very important question. Who would you potentially take to the... Oh, no, to Arkells. Excuse me.
Well, you know, I'd probably have to take my 19-year-old son.
He's 19.
He's 19.
He's 19. Yeah.
Are you guys going to get banged up at the show together?
Nah, he'll probably say, thanks, I do want to go. Can I go with somebody else? And I'll probably end up giving him the ticket. That's probably what'll happen.
He wins?
He wins.
Okay, congratulations, damn Mike. Right. You're going to see Arkells.
All right.
Saturday, November 2nd, down at Scotiabank Arena. You want them before you can buy them. You can buy them at 10 a.m. Mountain, ticketmaster.ca. Right. But we got tickets.
Fantastic, boys.
What?
He said fantastic, boys.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, Mike, hang on the line, my man. We'll get your details. Thank Brent Cron.
You got it, Brent. Take care, boys.
All right. Hang on the line.
Stay safe.
There he is.
I like Rob, too. Rob was good. But Mike,
yeah, they were good callers today.
You know what, that pull-through, though? And the pissed off people.
Yep.
I could relate to that. I got a good chuckle over that kind of stuff.
The last 2 days, we've had many very good runner-ups.
Yeah.
Typically it's pretty clear cut, but...
We also have tickets to give away tomorrow.
When you've got Arkells tickets. Yep. When you got Arkells tickets.
Yeah, you didn't say the before.
I'm trying to work around
it. Don't you do that.
It's very confusing. Because I was going to say, when you win tickets for Arkells?
Yes.
That doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right.
It's like
I have tickets for Arkells on Friday. That's not.
I have tickets for the Arkells.
It's like the Czech Republic. When you actually talk to people from Czech Republic, like, it's
Czech
not,
Republic.
It's Czech Republic.
Same with Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine. It's
actually
Ukraine.
Czechia now.
I learned that at the World Juniors. I had no idea.
How dare you?
Hey, the U18s start tomorrow.
I know.
And it's not Turkey anymore. It's Turkeya.
Turkeya.
Because they want to separate themselves. From the bird.
They were named after the bird. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Look at the stuff you learn on this show.
I knew that.
Like, Patty and I are up to date on what's going on in the world. Tomorrow on the big show, the conflict between Iran and Israel at 7:30. Let's do our lock of the day. Brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary. Offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southwest. And we're going to go directly to Columbia University in the United States. let's get to...
what happened to Columbia?
No, you don't want to. Don't look it up. Let's get to some Coppa Italia action. I nailed my hockey pick last night at the Nashville Predators. Atalanta hosting Fiorentina today. Some Coppa Italia. I'm going to take Atalanta at home. They're down 1-0 in aggregate after the first leg. I'm going to take them to win in regulation today. Atalanta against Fiorentina. Lock it in.
Going to the Birds game, I've been really enjoying these pitcher props. I'm going to do the same thing. Yarod has been racking up the Ks. His line is set at 4.5. I'm going to take him over 4.5 Ks and under 2.5 earned runs. Lock it in.
Okay.
Going out to the land of Disney to watch the Orioles and Angels. I like the Orioles to cover the minus 1.5 and for Gunnar Henderson to go over 1.5 total bases.
Ooh. GVP?
New Orleans Pelicans taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder here. I like a little same game parlay. I'm going to take Brandon Ingram over a half three and Josh Giddey over a half.
Giddey barely played in that first game and couldn't hit the water if he fell out of a boat. GVP. I don't know. I just. Brent Cron is.
Do we like Josh Giddey now? Is he okay?
Yeah, but.
Is he okay to be free to talk about Josh Giddey again?
But. I don't know. Do I have to refer to the Frank Ribery story too at the same
wouldn't.
Time?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. You
know, this was a hard one, guys. I put a lot of thought into this one.
Yep.
I had to go over it a bunch.
Yep.
I have no faith in Samsonov tonight, so I'm taking the Bruins over at 6.
Oh!
That's but a what game, about Swayman? Game total of 6.
Game total of 6, sir.
What about, you think Swayman's not going to shut the door? They're going to get to him?
No, I think Swayman's going to be fine.
But okay.
So at least he's getting hosed tonight.
Okay. 7 or 8 against Samsonov.
Maybe.
Like,
that's over 6.5.
Yep.
Wow. It's at 6.
Yep. Okay.
Our lock over of the 6. Day is brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast.
Say that again.
Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast.
Pivotable.
Time for break, baby. Yeah, let's get out of here.
It's time for me to shut it down.
3 hours.
Because I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. What do you got coming up on Mucho Big Show?
Jordan Dojani, NFL writer from CBSSports.com. Cool. It's NFL Draft Eve.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yes.
And we have Charles Davis on the show tomorrow.
We'll have
and Ryan Huska in studio at 8 o'clock. It's a banger tomorrow.
And then
we're going to coast into the weekend on Friday.
Mail it in.
Yeah, mail it in. Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your favorite podcast, rate, review, subscribe, and you better believe that Bobrovsky was the best you've ever seen, idiots. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.